Hey everybody, welcome into Letterman Row. It's a rapid reaction. It was Ohio State 73, Wisconsin 55, a dominant performance from the Buckeyes inside Value City Arena. This is all presented by Byers Auto. That is Zach Carpenter. I'm Spencer Holbrook. This is weird. I've never hosted one of these before. Austin is usually the host. He had some obligations today, so this is who you're getting.
Believe it or not, this is the first take. We thought we would take multiple takes, but you know what? I'm proud of you. You got through that introduction like pretty squeaky clean, like a veteran. There's nothing better than pointing that out.
There we go. Yeah, exactly. Because now I definitely will mess up some point through this, and we'll just power
it. Now you have confidence. There we go, baby.
And speaking of confidence, great segue there. EJ Liddell, 28 points, 9 rebounds, only 2 turnovers. 2 of them came in the first 6 minutes of the first half. He was absolutely dominant. In my opinion, this is a Big Ten Player of the Year statement early in December. I know there's a long way to go. I think 18 more conference games still. But the way he's playing right now elevates this entire roster around the perimeter, down low, on the defensive end. He's a shot-blocking machine. Everything he does right now is helping what Ohio State's doing, and 4 straight wins are all powered by EJ Liddell.
Yeah, and the confidence level rising. I think I said this was the highest confidence performance that Ohio State has had. I think these last 4 games have been clearly showing, with Towson a little bit mixed in there, whereas up and down, they kind of slugged through that game. But they're playing with the highest level of confidence that they have since last year's Big Ten run to the Big Ten Tournament Conference Championship game. And EJ Liddell, like you said, I don't know if he would be the betting favorite, but he'd be one of the 2 or 3 to win Big Ten Player of the Year as it stands right now. And I just remember watching them during the game. Chris Holtmann and I think EJ Liddell said after the game, we think we have one of the best offenses in the country, best offense in the Big Ten if we take care of the ball. And I do want to talk about those turnovers in a bit, but sticking with EJ, I don't think Ohio State's an offensive juggernaut of a team. I mean, I know they're averaging like 76 a game. I think that was like mid-tier. I think it was like 115th in the country when I looked it up earlier. But he really is the only one who can consistently go get his own shot. I mean, he made a couple that were NBA type moves. He had a step back near, it was like a 16-footer or something where he just gave a little shimmy and like
step back.
We're getting a little Kemba Walker step back. And like he put so much space in between him and the defender, and he just nailed the shot. And I'm like, wow. I literally said, I'm like, that's an NBA shot. And that's why things like that are why he came back, playing at, like you said, an all Big Ten level. And I know with getting your shot consistently, I mean, I know Cedric Russell can't, he showed spurts of that. Malachi Branham has shown signs that that's definitely coming. But right now, I think EJ is, like you said, I mean, their best offensive weapon, the one who can create offense the most consistently.
And you're getting a lot of production right now from Zed Key. You're getting a lot of production from Michi Johnson, huge stretch in the second half to hit 2 threes, to have a steal, get a couple key rebounds, make good decisions with the basketball. You're getting that from Kyle Young. You got a little bit of production today from Cedric Russell, like you said. Eugene Brown has helped with this winning streak. But again, if EJ Liddell is turning the ball over, the offense is struggling. If EJ Liddell is not hitting shots, the offense is struggling. And when he's playing at the level that he is right now, when he hits, and I think it all goes back to the game winner, I guess the game sealer against Duke. And to hit that shot in that setting, on that stage against the number one team in the country then at the time, to hit that shot and to take that confidence, you know, it could have just been a one game, you know, a one game sample size. Now he's starting to piece it all together with the Penn State performance. He was really good in that game despite the turnovers. He was really good against Towson despite the turnovers. Today, he was incredible without the turnovers. And when you get that formula, as well as the way Ohio State played defense today, it all just equals very good things. And I think it can only do great things for this team's confidence going into that Kentucky matchup. I think one of the biggest takeaways from this game was just the ability to weather a storm of Brad Davison getting his and Johnny Davis getting his for Wisconsin and still being able to assert your dominance. You know, all those rebounds, all of those stops in the second half, the slow-paced nature of Wisconsin, you get a lead like that, it feels insurmountable, and I think the Buckeyes took advantage of that.
And EJ and that defensive rebounding strength in the first half is what kind of, I mean, I say kept them in the game. They had a 5-point halftime lead, but because they had a 22-10 rebounding margin over Wisconsin in the first half. EJ had 14 points. No one else was above, I don't think, 5 points.
I think Cedric Russell had 7.
Seven, yeah, okay, yeah. And that's what Chris Holtmann talked about after the game is defensive rebounding has been one of our weaknesses. So to see them absolutely dominate on the glass, I can't remember the final rebound margin, but I think it was like
48 to 27 on the rebounds. And this is a Wisconsin team that Chris Holtmann described as the most physical challenge of the year. It was going to be a really tough test. I know Wisconsin was missing two guys with the flu. They had a couple different issues. One of their players was even, from the hometown that was hit by the tornado, so you wonder where his mind was at. I think he was the guy down low. But no matter how you get it, you got a Big Ten win. It's almost a 20-point Big Ten win. And you out-rebound that physical team, that methodical team, by 21 rebounds. You've got to feel great about what you did today, regardless of what was on the other side.
And this was a completely different test from Duke. This was a physically natured Wisconsin team, like they always are, where they're going to pack it in, play hard-nosed half-court defense, and then slow it down and kind of grind it out in the half-court. So to pass this type of test when your weaknesses are rebounding and turnovers, I think that pays huge dividends ahead of next week against a Kentucky team that is a completely different type
of
test.
It's more of a Duke challenge.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have a team that has all the five stars. They love to get up and down. They're like top 25 in scoring in the country. So they're going to push the pace a lot more than Wisconsin does. So I'm curious to see, because like I said, I wanted to talk about those turnovers. Ohio State's averaging 12.3 turnovers per game this season, which is like, I think that's like 130th in the country. And they almost matched that in the first half with those 10 first half turnovers. And you can see Wisconsin didn't really capitalize. I think they had like only 9 or 10 points off turnovers, but you can see that when Ohio State or EJ Liddell are turning it over, they just lose their rhythm. I mean, obviously basketball is a rhythm sport. And when they lose their rhythm, things get slow, they get stagnant, they're not moving the ball side to side, they're kind of stiffening up and playing careful instead of just playing loose and playing and showing what they can do. Second half, they had one turnover in the first 8 minutes, and that's when they completely took over the game.
Lead.
Yeah, they went on a 15-7 run right out of the gate in the first 8 minutes, one turnover during that time, and finished with four turnovers in the half. So I think that's why there was like 5 or 6 questions asked in the post game about turnovers, because I really do believe that that's sort of taking care of the ball. It sounds so simple and so dumb, but taking care of the ball is the engine that makes this offense go, because they can establish their rhythm and create more opportunities for themselves.
I wonder, as we wrap things up on Rapid Reaction presented by Byers Auto, I wonder if the way that Wisconsin plays, the methodical nature, the slow-paced half-court style, actually played into Ohio State being able to take care of the basketball. And I know Wisconsin pressures the ball. I know they play really good defense. But when you're a team that plays really slowly, it almost allows the other team to kind of slow down a little bit too. And it looked like the guard play for Ohio State wasn't as fast-paced because of the opponent. It wasn't as sporadic because of the opponent. They were just even-keeled. They were slow. Even Ohio State, when they were in the break, they were methodical with what they were doing. I hate to keep using that word, but when you see a team that struggles with turnovers against a defense that's really good at creating those turnovers, and then you come into a game like this expecting, maybe things could get a little sideways for Ohio State, maybe a little sloppy at times, and then to see them take care of the ball the way they did in the second half when it was really a crucial point in that game, you just wonder, did that slow pace for Wisconsin actually play into helping Ohio State take care of the basketball? That's got to be something that they can take from this game and look at the film and say, hey, look, when we slow down a little bit, when our guard play is better, we're going to be better because we know what we're going to get from EJ. Chris Holtmann's got to be saying that to his guys. This is what this team can be, if the guards take care of the ball too.
My last point that I want to make is just this. What do we see in March in NCAA tournament games? The game slows down. The half-court possessions are even more critical than they ever were during the regular season. And I think I'm not saying this felt like an NCAA tournament game, but this kind of, I guess, pace did felt a little bit like that. So I think it was a great test for them. They didn't pass in the first half. They got a C+, I guess, in the first half by being up 5 points. But overall, they passed an early season Big Ten test.
Ohio State 2-0 in Big Ten play before Christmas. Chris Holtmann said that it makes your Christmas a little better to be in that position. 8-2 overall on the season, heading into a week-long break of recruiting and film study and practice before they hit the road, go to Las Vegas and take on number 10 right now, Kentucky. We'll see what Kentucky does in the next week, see if that ranking holds, if this becomes a top 20, top 15 type of matchup, you have to imagine Ohio State's going to move up. And we're going to be moving on. So we've got National Signing Day for football coming up. We've got more basketball. It's all going to be on LettermanRow.com and on the Letterman Row YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed yet, you can subscribe for, you know, I think it's a discounted rate still, but the On3 Network.
Good Christmas present.
It's a great Christmas present if you need one. Zach and I are going to continue to break everything down. The coverage never stops at Letterman Row. So thank you for joining us. And thanks for Buyers Auto for sponsoring it. And we'll be back with another video soon.